This week with AstroBytes, brought to you by Astronomy Club Manipal, we bring you a stellar and dazzling podcast, Constellations and Myths. I am Pratyaksha, along with Anushka.
Hi.
Divya.
Hey everyone.
And Harsh.
Hi guys.
So, moving on to the topic in discussion, what do you think when someone says constellations?
Stars.
I would think about connecting different stars in different lines, figures.
Collection of stars in some specific form or character.
So, the actual definition for a constellation is an area in the celestial sphere in which a group of visible stars form a perceived outline or pattern. So, can any of you tell me what kind of perceived outlines or patterns, aka constellations, have you seen?
I've seen a lot of them. Cassiopeia, Orion, Ursa Major, Ursa Minor.
Even the signs, stars, I mean, zodiacs have Gemini or Taurus, yeah. Sagittarius.
Yeah. Actually, one of the few constellations that I've actually seen in Manipal is the Orion. So, anybody has seen the Orion in Manipal?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's so clear in Manipal.
Daily. Yes, it's like exact. It's the first thing that comes into our eyes, like into my eyes, especially like when I see at the sky, I see the belt of Orion and yeah, I find it.
Do you guys know that in Manipal, at least because it's so clear, you can see the Orion Nebula as a dot in the Orion's sword?
Yeah, actually, I have a picture where it showed up and it's really amazing.
It's so surreal, right? Because you always imagine fancy pictures of nebulas, but you can actually see them as a dot in the sky.
Colors and stuff.
Well, I have not exactly seen, looked for constellations, but like specific stars, like very bright ones. I mean, obviously, we would recognize them. Have you guys heard of Sirius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys know that the Sirius, suppose if it is placed next to our sun, like, it would actually outshine the sun. And that was really surprising that, I mean, when I read this, it was shocking to me.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Sirius is one of the brightest stars in the sky.
That's true.
You know, for one moment, I actually thought you were talking about Sirius Black from Harry Potter, so I was already in that zone.
Have you guys ever observed that J.K. Rowling used a lot of constellations and stars names as their characters' names?
Yeah, like Draco, you guys, you guys know about it?
Yeah, Bellatrix even.
So,
Draco and Bellatrix.
So, actually, the Orion is one of the most recognizable constellations in the entire history of mankind, because an ancient Babylonian clay tablet was found with the Orion etched in it. So, come
that's
on,
cool.
4,000 years ago, somebody already looked up and like, oh, Orion.
It kind of makes sense, right? Because they're so bright.
Yeah, but the...
So speaking about Sirius, so I was really shocked when I came to know that it was a two-star system.
Oh, yeah, it's a binary star.
It's a binary star. System.
Yeah.
Oh, and, I didn't know that. Interesting.
And, yeah, and there's one more fact. Not fact, but like there's a... what do we say? This thing, like the two-star system, Sirius being a two-star binary star system. So that fact has, it's present in the Quran. So that is one more bummer because like even with our science, we weren't able to like observe it until like in this century.
That's cool.
So
well,
the last century.
Sirius B was much like around
smaller
like 10,000 times less brighter.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
Okay, yeah, like the B, I mean the second part is in fact less bright, and also it's way too small compared to the first. So
that's
it
true,
had to
true.
Be invisible.
I was asked this question in my astronomy club interview. What are Sirius A and B?
Whoa.
I would just write Sirius Black from Harry Potter.
No, but coming to talk about recognizable constellations, there are some patterns present in the constellation itself which are way more recognizable than the constellation. For example, the Orion's Belt or the Big Dipper. So most people don't realize that they are not constellations but asterisms. So asterisms are patterns which are not constellations but are very recognizable. So
yeah, it makes sense because growing up, I always saw Orion's Belt as just these three stars in a straight line. But I didn't realize that it was a part of this thing called Orion until a little later.
So, okay. So, now that we've discussed thoroughly about constellations, there's something very interesting going on here. So, stars and galaxies usually invoke a feeling of science and astrophysics. So, where is the myth part coming in question? Can anybody tell?
From mythology?
Yeah, well, Greeks were the first, most prominent, not the first.
Yeah. So, actually, they're obviously... Some constellations were interpreted differently. For example, the Hydra or Draco, one of them, in some other civilization was interpreted as a group of constellations. For example, the Hydra, which is one constellation, was recognized as two hyenas, one baby camel, and two camels, with the hyenas attacking the baby camel and the two camels protecting the baby camel.
What?
How did they arrive there? We have no idea.
That is so...
Nobody knows what was going in their minds when they thought of that. You need to actually think that they looked up there, they saw a pattern, they were trying to figure out how to fit it in their culture. So it's really amazing that constellations have got so much myths around them.
Yeah, that's how we got to know different stories. And some of them were really good, like really beautiful ones.
So, okay. Moving on to the next segment in this podcast. We have a fun quiz lined up. So this is our version of Kaun Banega Crorepati. So the rules for this quiz are that whosoever comes up with the correct answer gets 1 point, and whosoever has the most points at the end of this, the two people, those people will go ahead and share their favorite myth and the constellation related to that. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. And then.
Let's try it.
Okay. So this is question one. This is a former constellation. Option A, Bufo. B, Indus. C, Carina. D, Triangulum.
Okay, this one's tough. I think I'm going to go with first
one. I guess I'll go with option A. Yeah, option A. I'll lock with A.
Divya?
Triangulum, last one. I don't know why.
So, Anushka and Harsh gave the correct answer. It's Bufo.
Yay!
Fun fact about Bufo is that it was a frog. So can you imagine there was a frog constellation some years back up in the sky?
Wow, okay.
Frogs in sky.
Amazing.
Okay, so this is question number two. This constellation has a very bright star located just 25 light years away from the Earth called Vega. So the options are A, Telescopium, B, Lyra, C, Orion, D, Cygnus.
I'm going to go with D.
Orion?
I feel it's Orion.
Okay, so all of you guessed the wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
You all got it wrong.
Isn't it Lyra?
Yes, it's Lyra.
Oh, God, I should have guessed it.
So this is question three. This has the dog star Sirius. A, Cancer Major. B, Aries. C, Lupus. D, Cancer.
Well, I read about this. It's the first one.
I'm going with A as well.
Yeah, Cancer Major.
Yeah. So all of you have got it right. It's option A. So, okay, guys. This is the fourth question. This is the final question. If we do not have a clear winner, we'll have a tiebreaker. Even after the tiebreaker, we do not have a clear winner. Then we can do rock, paper, scissors because I don't have any more questions.
Nice.
Question number four. This is the constellation, also known as Water Bearer, and is a zodiac constellation. A, Orion. B, Big Dipper. C, Cassiopeia. D, Aquarius.
D.
Aquarius.
I would go with Aquarius. Water.
Yeah, it's literally a lady with a pot of water.
The pot. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So all of you have guessed it right. So we have a tie for the first position with Anushka and Harsh.
Wait, what, really?
Yay.
Yeah, so do you want to guys have a tiebreaker to decide who is the clear winner?
Let's go for it.
So whosoever loses this round is going to be second.
So I lost it. So, no.
You lost it. You're third.
So how many constellations are there in the southern hemisphere? A, 48. B, 44. C, 52. D, 42.
I'm with B. It's final.
I'm going with D.
Yeah. So Harsh is the winner. You got the right answer. It's 52.
I actually did not know, but I knew the total number of constellations and what are there in northern. So I just subtracted them.
Well, I think that's clever. I read it somewhere that the southern side has more constellations than the northern. So that's why I guessed it to be the more number one, 52.
52. So actually the southern celestial sphere was quite empty because the northern civilization has never had much connection and chances to view the southern skies. So in the 1550s, they started filling up the southern constellations in the southern celestial sphere. So we have got some weird constellations like a cross, telescopium, microscopium. Somebody was getting very scientific. Okay, so the two winners are Harsh followed by Anushka followed by Divya. So okay guys, so
yay.
Okay, so Harsh, please go ahead with what's your favorite constellation and the myth related to it.
If I were to be biased, then I would prefer Capricorn. But then, honestly, like, my heart says it's Orion. So I'll just go with Orion. One of the reasons why it's my favorite is because it's so visible. Like, just find the belt, the three stars collinear, and you just find it. And next thing is, I actually studied somewhere that the bow, like the arrow part, so the star which is present over there, so it is actually moving inwards towards the body of Orion. So like, if one has to visualize, so it's like the star has been moving at a really high speed. In like next 50,000 years, it's almost going to like touch the hourglass shape of Orion.
The body.
So yes.
Wow, that's exactly. Interesting.
Wow, that's definitely interesting.
Yes.
So constellations colliding in itself gives me a reminder. So there is a constellation called Andromeda, which has got the Andromeda galaxy in it. It's not a part of the constellation as such. It's just there, like the Orion Nebula in Orion.
Okay.
So what is going to happen in some next million years, 7-8 million years, Andromeda is going to collide with Milky Way galaxy.
Oh.
So we are going to have a Andromeda galaxy in some 7-8 million years. It might be just possible that we hang around to see it because our sun is supposed to burn out in the next 5 or 6 million years.
Ah, bummer.
So if we somehow manage to become an intergalactic species, we can see a galactic collision right at our home.
We need Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. What about you, Anushka? What's your favorite constellation?
So, this is not particularly my favorite constellation, but I wanted to speak about the constellation Bootes. So, this is B-O-O, and the second O has two dots on it. That's where the H sound comes from in Bootes. So, Bootes is the 13th largest constellation in the night sky. And you can find it right next to Ursa Major. So the Big Dipper, the handle of the Big Dipper, if you just trace the last two stars, in the same line downwards, you would find the brightest star in Bohotes. I think it's the brightest star. It's called, pardon my pronunciation, Arcturus. I'm not sure. So, yeah, and it has an interesting myth to it. It has three stories, each of them being somewhat plausible.
Wow, that's...
So I'm just going to...
That's a lot of stories for one constellation.
Yeah, which is what I thought was interesting. So the first one is the largest one, I should say, the story-wise. So this is also most commonly. Mm. So Bohotes is supposed to represent Arcas. Arcas, pardon my pronunciation again. Who is the son of Zeus and Callisto.
Fancy words.
Who, Callisto is the daughter of the Arcadian king Lycon, and Arceus was brought up by his grandfather, and this grandfather decided to test Zeus by serving his own son for a meal, which is extremely weird, gross.
Oh,
yeah. So Zeus saw through Lycon's intentions and transformed the king into a wolf and killed all his other sons with thunderbolts, typical Zeus. And he brought Arceus back to life. And Hera, always, well, being Hera, yeah, she heard of what Zeus had done and transformed Callisto into a bear. And Callisto, she roamed as a bear in the woods until she met her son, who was grown up, Arceus again. And he didn't recognize his mother because she was a bear now. And Callisto went and ran and hid inside a temple where it was a taboo, I should say, to kill, I guess. I'm not sure. I'm not proficient in Greek myth. But it was defiling a sacred place if you killed something there. So to avoid a tragedy, Zeus... placed Callisto and Arceus as constellations in the sky. So Callisto as Ursa Major, the bear, and the sun as Arcas, sun Arcas as Bohotes. Yeah, so...
Oh, but the story gets worse as it goes on. People just serving their children as food and then...
Yeah, it's weird.
People getting turned into bears and getting hunted. Oh, but you know what is the fun? So the fun fact is that this constellation, Bohotes, is actually mentioned by Ovid in his work Metamorphoses. Be careful, it's Ovid, not Covid. My apologies, but my dad has cracked that joke too many times. So one of the main reasons I remember this because he gave an introduction of the celestial constellations in which he described everybody. So Bohotes came up, but he didn't mention the story behind that. So I was always wondering what was that. So yeah, that was a nice experience, Anushka. Yeah, so this is our adventure, our foray into the world of Greek myths through the constellations. This is it, guys. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed this trip. May you have a starry and dazzling night the next time you decide to go out for a sky watch.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.